Hello, hello. Welcome. It is another episode of Habits into Health. I'm glad that you are here and listening. This is Michael Ann Conley, and I'm the host of this podcast show. We are all about habit change from the inside out. No matter what habit you are feeling stuck in, this show is for you. I'm here to help you become a change agent in your own life. And so if you want to create some new habits that are more supportive of you rather than feeling stuck and held back, we are here. In this show, we focus on sharing ways that you can discover the hidden layers in yourself. And this is what is at the root of the issues that you have about making change in your life, fear about change, excitement, and then losing energy about it. All of the things that are associated with our desires to change happen beneath your conscious mind. This is not necessarily motivational. It's actually a practice in a way of being. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in our experiential practice today. And I'll get to that in a minute. Today's topic, we're going to focus about proof that's in your results, or the proof that's in the pudding. So I'm mixing up some patience pudding this time around. You've heard about progress, not perfection, right? Well, what about patience creates progress? I am still playing around with my solitaire metaphor. Had some fun with that in the last few weeks. And this week, it's all about patience. When I looked it up, it was like, this was really interesting. The original name for solitaire, all solitaire games, was patience back in the 1800s. Sounds like a spiritual lesson there. To be patient is to be unhurried and to unburden yourself from any agenda. That's just two benefits. Do you get attached to outcomes? Well, it's one thing to make plans with a specific end that you want, which is usually set up by worldly agendas, and another to choose a direction, follow small steps one at a time, and to allow what comes to have its own timing. And that's why being attentive to who you want to become as a being, which a lot of us talk about, but we have a hard time practicing. And yet it's so much more valuable than what you want to do or achieve. It's kind of a paradox, because we humans are doing beings. We get things done, don't we? I'm sure you do that in your life. And yet, we're so much happier when we're hanging out and being with people, being in relationship, and not pushing to get something done, right? Well, the game of solitaire, like all of life, is an opportunity to practice patience. And of course, it's a lot easier in solitaire, because the outcome probably doesn't matter very much. You win some, you lose some. But here's the deal. Every moment that you have a chance to practice patience, especially when the outcome is a small one, is a chance to grow new layers of yourself that will pay off when the consequences are more important. I'm going to be writing about that in my newsletter this month. So by the way, if you want to get that newsletter, come on over to habitsintohealth.com. Click on the link for my ebook. I'll send you that ebook, and then it'll also put you on the list for my newsletter. And also, before we do our practice for today, I just want to remind you that you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Go to the iTunes store, search under podcasts for Habits into Health, or you can search under my name, Michael Ann Conley, and click the link to subscribe. And if you like this podcast, I'd love to get your feedback. So click on ratings and reviews and give us a rating to review the show. You can also follow us on Facebook and learn about podcast episodes and other support. Log into Facebook and search for Habits into Health with Michael Ann Conley. Okay, so let's move into our practice, which today is about patience. And of course, you can practice patience about anything. But let's do it with a little bit more intention today. Okay? Now, usually I say, whatever it is that you're doing, you can just continue to do that. But for now, I'm going to recommend that you take just a few minutes to stop what you're doing, to sit or stand or even lie down quietly. So if you're driving your car from one place to another, obviously you can listen in, but some parts of this exercise might not be suitable if you're driving your car or if you're riding a bike or doing something like that. Here's the invitation. Find something in your environment that you can just look at. It might be a spot on a ceiling or a wall. Just something in front of you. Allow yourself to focus your attention very lightly on this thing, whatever it is. You're going to practice being patient, and that includes noticing when you start to become impatient, or noticing when your attention starts to wander. Noticing when you begin to get a little bored. So I'm going to be quiet here for a little bit, very briefly, not for long. And I'd like for you to sit and just look at whatever it is you're looking at. And notice if you can keep your attention on it or how quickly your attention begins to wander. Now that was about 20 seconds. Not very long. And there's an interesting paradox because we are always moving. Pulsation is a part of our existence. It's very much at the base of who we are. So when you found yourself looking, your attention may have wandered or not. But you might have also noticed movement. You could ask, oh, when I focused my attention, did I still myself? Did I freeze in some way? Did I wander like I was in some kind of amnesia, in reverie? Just look at this object or thing or person or whatever it is you're looking at. And focus your attention a little more. Notice how you use yourself to do that. How do you bring your attention to leaning in toward whatever you're looking at? Do you squeeze around your eyes? Point more in your nose? Lean forward in your back, in your shoulders? Now step back from that. Just undo that a little bit. What happens when you shift from focused attention to just looking without an agenda? What is it that comes to your attention when you do that? Can you do that? Can you let yourself just be with what you're looking at? Using your eyes to look. Or if you have your eyes closed or you can't see, you can still focus your attention muscularly in that forward direction. Right? Now focus your attention. Pressure in your eyes and around your eyes and the muscles around your nose and your mouth. Do you feel hurried? Do you feel excited? Do you feel intense? No judgments. We try to have a no judgment zone. Just let yourself notice how you're in this. And then step back. Undo that. soften around your eyes, in your shoulders, down your chest into your belly. Just look. With no need to make anything happen. Patience. So often, when we're impatient, it's because we're not letting our body lead so that the mind doesn't have to. No, we're running it from whatever we think needs to be happening. We push and we pressure. Is that true for you? I do that too. We all do it. The real question is, can you recognize that you're doing it and step back from that long enough to take a moment just for yourself without needing to perform or make anything happen? And that is a really important aspect about patience. Stepping back from the need to have a particular outcome in a particular frame of time. And the neat thing is, the more you do this kind of practice, the more effective you become at it, the more you grow patience. And as I said, I'll be writing about that in my newsletter. Happy to send that to you. And if you want to get that, you can subscribe by coming to habitsintohealth.com, putting your name and your email address in the box for my ebook. I'll send you my ebook and it'll put you on my newsletter list as well. I'm going to sign off for now. Just know that what we're doing here is making the building blocks of the habits that keep you stuck more visible so that you can deal with them more successfully. And this is true whether you're dealing with your own pattern or if your pattern is about caring for someone else whose habit is creating problems for them and for you, and you'd like to support them without getting trapped in their pattern. Remember to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over those unhealthy habits, wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.